When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you prepared in the sight of your every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." The Gospel of the Lord. Do you hate someone? Can you think of a person or maybe persons that you hate? You know, I don't know about you. I asked myself that question, and I couldn't come up with the name of any person that I hate. I mean, hate is a pretty strong word. Maybe we're angry with somebody, but to hate someone is beyond just being angry. But in the way that, you know, St. John uses that word hate in the first gospel is not as hate as we understand it, but anything that's opposite of love. When we don't love the fullness of love that God calls us to, then we're hating that person. We're not according him the love that we can. We're withholding some love back from that person. And that's what St. John is trying to draw our attention to. He talks about, well, I'm not giving you a new commandment. You've had this commandment all along. But then he says, I have a new commandment. So is it an old commandment? Is it a new commandment? What commandment is he talking about? He's talking about the commandment of love, to love God and our neighbor as ourselves. In a way, that's not a new commandment, because the Israelites had that from the beginning, to love God and love your neighbor. And then they had a separate commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus put them together because it's all about love. When we look at the Ten Commandments, when we look at the teachings of the church, when it says, do not kill, why? Because that's not the loving thing to do. Do not steal. Protect the unborn. Welcome the undocumented. Don't support the death penalty. All of these things are about living love to the fullness. Not just loving the people that deserve our love or the people who are going to love us back, but to love as Jesus loved us. And that's where it's a new commandment. It's not about loving, but how to love and how should be included in our love. And when we don't love those people, whether we want to admit it or not, we hate them. There is a reason that we are withholding our love from them. Now, it's simple when it's put in that way, but when we come to application of all of these commandments of love, it becomes a little, you know, difficult. Well, if we love this way, what will happen to us? Because not everybody else may be going to love us this back. Will we be persecuted? Will we going to lose something? Will our lives be in danger? All of these things are valid reasons, but still Jesus teaches us to trust in him and love. And that's something each one of us have to find our way through it. Where do I need to grow in love? Where can I love more? We can't get to that, you know, final kind of level that Jesus told us, love your enemies. But we can grow in love. It's a continuous journey. And when we fail, God's love forgives us our sins and empowers us to start again and love even more. The more we experience God's love for us, the more we will be able to share it with others. So as our year 2022 comes to an end, and sometimes people make New Year's resolutions, maybe one of your resolutions is to think about who can you love more this year? Who are you holding your love from? How can you grow in love? And ask the Holy Spirit to give you the grace to be able to keep that intention that you have.